Sfarim talk a lot about that from Parshas Lech Lecha, going through all of these parshias, on the Bechina of Maisa Obis, Simen Lebonim, the Zoycha Chazdei Obis, and we have the Hashpois and Bezundere Schuyois and Hashpois that can happen after because we're going through these parshias, especially in Zoyer State already that the Emes says Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha is that every Yid, the Emes, every single year, after going through the Yom Leroyim and Sukkot, and after Haraisa Ladas, Yashemu Alekim and Agmavadi, and then we're going into a long, this year, every year, winter. So there's a Lech Lecha. A person has to know that he gets the Koiches to be able to be Oymid and all the Nesuyamis that's going to be thrown on him from the Schus of Avram and stelling suit to that Lech Lecha. Now there's a fascinating Diak, Emes, it's a Medrash. We know that Asoro Nesuyamis Nisnas Avram Avinu. It's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos, as I state. There's a Machlokes Rishonim, what exactly the ten are. There are certain staple ones that everyone holds up, and it's a little bit of a Bikuach, exactly how you're moine all ten. But we certainly, I think like all the Rishonim, there's an Asoyin of Lech Lecha, of leaving, Mibei Savicha, El Oretz Asher Reko, that's about one of the Nisyonis. And the Lashon of the Pasuk is Lech Lecha, and Lech Lecha is Gematria 100, because he got 100 on the test. Although Nisoyin is actually Gematria Ha'elef. I'm talking if the endanon is worth 600 and the pay is worth 700. But he gets 100 on the test. But there's another Nisayan at the end of the Yera of the Akeda. But fascinating enough, people aren't oimed on it. Over there also it says Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha, Eretz HaMoriah, to do the Akeda. So the Medrash, the Emes Shtels, which is the bigger Nisayan? The Lech Lecha of Me'artzecho Mimoletecho or the Lech Lecha of Akeda? The Sforum explained that the Emes is a Yisoydistik Echilik between the Lech Lecha of Lech Lecha and the Lech Lecha of Akeda. The Lech Lecha of Akeda was an Nisoyin, but it was a one-time Nisoyin. A Gefer Lecha Shrek Lecha Nisoyin of being Mevater on his entire Ofted. It was his son. He thought that from there, and it was rightfully true, that it's going to come Klal Yisrael, and he's being told now to stop it. But it's a one pu'ula, it's a one-time thing to rise to the challenge and do it. The Lech Lecha of Me'artzecho Milatum Me'savicha is the Lech Lecha of the Nisyonis of every single day. Tog Teglech, every minute, every hour, every day. Tog Teglech. There's the, you know, the Nisyon of that Akedah, the one-time thing, which had happened on Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is when we're holding, it's the one day of the year we're holding, like, and then there's the Lech Lecha of even from Cheshvan Kislev, Devish, Adar, Adar, Aleph, Adar, Bey. It's the Tog Teglech Nisyon. It's not Pasha, which is more. You know, people say that you're supposed to be Moiser Nefesh to die Al Kiddush Hashem, but what about being Moiser Nefesh to live Al Kiddush Hashem? The every single minute of an Nisayin that's thrown at you, it's Yitachin Ma'oid, that's even a harder Nisayin. But both of these Nisayin, as Avada, we know, we were Zoyche, and we are Zoyche, to be Oymed in them, is because of the Schus of Avram Avinu, that he paved the way to be Oymed in these Nisayin. Reb Chaim Volozhin talks about it in Pirkei Avos and others, that the fact that the Avos, the Kruim Avos, Maisa Avos Simen Lebonim, that we're able to be oimed in such an Nisyonis also, Dorch them. The Emes, it says later on, Vashem Beirech is Avram, and Parshas Chayisora. We'll talk about it more there, but it says, Vashem Beirech is Avram, Bakoil. Bakoil is Beit Koil, the two Lech Lechas. Koil is the letters of Lech Lecha. And he was Zoycha, he was oimed in both. Sai the Lech Lecha of the Chad Ta'ami, the one time Nisyon, and Sai the Lech Lecha of Tog Teglech, he was Zoycha every single, he was Zoycha in both. The Pirkei of Rebbeleza brings that Lech Lecha, it's a double lotion of the Chaf, because it has a Chaf and an end of Chaf. The Pirkei of Rebbeleza brings that the Emes, by Yitzchak is M, if to see where, by Yaakov is a Nun, and then Klal Yisrael is already the pay, is Pokoy Yifkoy, and eventually the Asad Lova, Yitzchak, 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 Tzadik, that's going to be the double Tzadik. Those are the five letters of the Mansapach. Now, the Baal HaTurim already says that the Gematria of Lech Lecha is 100, not that it's 100 on the test, but he makes the Cheshbon that the Bracha of Eschel HaGoy Gadol, the Emes happens to Avram later on, when he's 100, that's when Yitzchak is Noila, that's when the Bracha that he's being leaving now, at age of 70, 75, there's a whole tumult. Can you do it? He went twice, he went, he came back. The Ein Muktim HaMucha B'Toyra, Tyson Shabbos, Dav Zayin, Ayin Shom. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, when he talks about Avram Avinu, and he says, Kivan Shenigmal Eison Zeh. Avram Avinu was the Eison, the strong one. Kivan Shenigmal Eison Zeh, which means Nigmal, when he's 3 years old. Hischer shaitet v'daitai hu katan u'l'chashet v'yoyim v'layli. He starts thinking. V'yoda sheyeshan alikayachot. But then the Hemshet Rambam says, u'ben arboyim shona hikar Avraham es boyre. There's another gear, Avraham es shmoyne. Either 40 or 48. And the Raivet, Abinar es choylet. He says, 40? What say? There's a medrash that he was only 3 years old. Shenemar, Pasuk in Parshas Torah, Ekev asher shoma Avraham b'koyli. Ekev is gematria 172, because we know Avraham, it's a gemara. Avraham Avinu lived 175 years, and Ekev, 172 of those years, he was shoma Avraham b'koyli, because those were the amount of years that he was makar as boyrei. So the writer is telling, what are you saying, 40 or 48? It was really 3. It's Yidua, there's a shtiko in the Ali Shor and a Volba, and he says, Pshat Mis Rambam, he says, there's a difference between Yediyah, well, a lot of us want to talk about it, but he tells us to one here. There's a difference between Yediyah, Avraham Avinu at age 3 was already Yoda Es Boiroi. But, wow, it takes another 45 years, or 37 years, 40, 48, till he gets to Hikir Beliboi. The V'yadata Hayoyim, to the Hashivoy Se'el V'Avecha, is a tremendous merchak. That a person gets something into his entire Ramach Yivarim, that it becomes mamash, a part of the Metzias of him. Avraham Avinu, from 3 to 48, it's a big process till he gets to Hikar Es Boiroi. Now we're going to be discussing this Barichas in the coming Parshias, that Avraham Avinu, the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Chof Ches, it's also Mishnah in the end of Kiddushin, Avraham Avinu Kayim Kol HaTorah Kula. Afilu Erev Tavshilin. What's special about Erev Tavshilin? It's for a different time, but it says that Avraham Avinu kept all of the Torah. So the Yidua, the Parashas Drachim, many others, but the Parashas Drachim is the Mora, the Shmites declares, is Avraham Avinu a din of a Ben Noyach, or is he a din of Yisrael? And there are Kama Vekama spheres in this. He makes it a Machlekes Rishonim and a Machlekes Achrayim. In the end, he makes it a Machlekes Yosef and the brothers, which we'll discuss from Parashas Vayeshev and on. But this process, that there's a Vikuach of how we look at the Ovis, B'darkei Ovis, does he have a din of a Yid or a din of a Ben Noyach? A Remez. Avraham Avinu was 58 when Noach was Nifter. If you make the Cheshbon, the Pesukim say how many years Noach, Shem, Eber, Peleg, all the names of the Torahs. Avraham was 58 when Noach was Nifter. That means he was a Ben Noach. But that's not Hachrot to the Proshas Drach. Hashem promises him Ba'agadlo Shemecho. Zok Rashi brings the Medrash Sheyotza Matbeya Shaloi Lo'olam. Avraham Avinu had a special Matbeya. That is the Gemara says in Bava Metzia Daf Tzadi Zayin. Matbeya shel Avraham Avinu was zaken yuzkeno mitzad echad, bokhur ubesula mitzad echad. Rashi on zaken yuzkeno is Avram and Sarah. The bokhur and the besula represent Yitzchak and Rivka. The Marashah says no. The zaken and the zakeno is Avram and Sarah. The bokhur and the besula is Avram and Sarah afterwards when they got younger. Akrei beloisi hoiseli edna. So fakir, the bokhur and besula represents later on in life when he was really old, that he was younger. I was once thinking, what exactly does it mean there was a bachar and a besula and a zakin and a zakena? There was mamish a tsura of a person, and it was talking how Avram looked, or it just said the word bachar besula. If it's how they look, maybe there's no machlekes marshah and Rashi, because Yitzchak was bent looked like Avram. I don't know if Sarah and Rivka they said this, but then it could be that you can make shalom between Rashi and the marshah. They said this. Now, he goes to Taka from Choron, from Turkey, and now he comes to Eretz Kanaan. It's not exactly yet that Klai Yisroel belongs to, that the Eretz Yisroel belongs to Avraham Avinu. But there's a Rav Baretz, and he has to go down to Mitzrayim, he comes to Rav Ma'oid, and he comes to a matzav where he says, Hinei no yodati, ki isha yifas mara ot Avraham Avinu. Rashi brings 3 pshatim. Rashi says, Ad achshav lehikir bo. He takes Snei Shabbos name. Till now he didn't know she was Yafet. Now, he's new. Another pshat is because Minaga Oilam, that when in the Derech, a person gets Nesbaz, and he's Zu Oyvedes B'Yoifia. Okay, Pshutte, now is the time to be worried about the fact that it's Yofa. But in the first pshat that Rashi brings, that he didn't know that she was Yofa. Frektim Arshah, in Baba Basra Daf Tezayin, a famous Kasha, a lot of our friends talk about it. How could it then be that Avraham Avinu didn't know Ki Ishi Yifas Marot? The Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Nemalef, Osir la Adam la Kaddish as the Isha Achi Erenesh and Meir Badav and Megunav and Yisganibav the Ka'over Aleph the Hafta the Reicha Kamoicha. And as we said already, the Gemara in Yuma Chav Ches and Kedushin Peyal says that Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah. How could it then be that Avraham Avinu did not know Ki Ishi Yifas Marav? He certainly looked before because he kept the whole Torah. As Efrektim Arshah. Arshah says the Torah maybe he did look that one time, but that was many years ago. He thought by then things had changed. Another teretz that the Marsha says, a very big yisoid, which we're going to use a lot in the coming parashas, the Marsha says, from when in Avram's life did he start keeping the whole Torah? We saw he was Yodeh Esbayri at 3, Hikar Esbayri at 48, but when did he start keeping the mitzvahs? So the Marsha Shita is, and the Prashas Drachim uses this a lot, only after Bris Milah, at the age of 100. At the age of 100, when he did Bris Milah, and his Halech Lefaneh Beheyei Samin, then, and only then, did Avram even start keeping all the mitzvahs. Ay Bazai, when he married Sarah, he wasn't keeping the mitzvahs yet, so he didn't have to look. This Avada is also going to be a teretz to another Kasha, which there are at least Toiv, 17, Terutzim, two, probably more, that why did Avram Avinu, if he kept the whole Torah, not do Milah until he was Nitzaveh? Why did he wait? And we'll discuss that maybe at the end of the Parsha, but like this Marsha Avada, the Marsha himself says it, the teretz is because he only started keeping the mitzvahs after he was Mal. You can't ask why was he Mal earlier. But it's not Pashit. For sure there are those that are chaylik on this Marsha. There's a famous Medrash Tanchuma that says that when Avram Avinu was Nitzaveh in the Milah, it says, B'shivchoy, but the Baruch Hu says, I see that you were Mekayim all of my mitzvahs, Koydim Shenitna, I'll now give you Milah. It's Mavur Klar that he was Avada Mekayim mitzvahs before. So you have to know what could be the other towards him. Someone to say that maybe Avram Avinu, I heard once a Nusach, I'm not sure if this is a Melita, but Avram Avinu maybe was Yodah that Sarah was Yodah, but now he was Hikarba. We said there's too much Regis, there's Yodah and Hikarba. The Hikarba was now that he realized that we have a problem. There's an interesting shot based on the Goin. I heard a very interesting Nakuda. The Goin says that Avada, he saw Sarah when he married her because that was the mitzvah. But Avram Avinu thought that maybe Sarah's not the Etzim Yofet. We see by Esther it says, Yirakrakas, Avol Chutzel Chesed Moshech Aleh. And Avram Avinu thought that maybe Sarah's Yofi is because of Chutzel Chesed. And therefore, if your Yofi is only because of Chutzel Chesed and now you're going down to Mitzrayim and the Yofi is going to be a problem, so then it won't be a problem because it's Be'etzim not Yofi, it's only Chutzel Chesed and it's not going to cause problems. So therefore there's nothing to worry about. So why is Avram Avinu worried? So this I heard a Knesh. I don't know if the Goin says this Chelik, but it says that the Medrash says that Avram Avinu saw she was Yofa. He never looked. Why did he look now? He saw her reflection in the water. So I heard a Chiddush from someone. He said, Chutzel Chesed you don't see in the mirror. Chutzel Chesed you only see Afimponim. So when Avram Avinu saw in the reflection that she was Yofa, he tapped on that it's not Chutzel Chesed. It's Richtige Yofi. If it's Richtige Yofi, now we have to be worried because we're going down to Mitzrayim. That was an interesting pshat. Vayehi kasher hikriv love in Mitzrayim. It says that Avram Avinu, before they got to Mitzrayim, already starts telling Torah, let's make up this story. Sheker love on sort of that. Achoisiyat. So I heard once a pshat, what's that? Ki kasher hikriv love in Mitzrayim. When they get to Mitzrayim, what's that? Even before they get close? They're getting closer. So I heard once a pshat, it's interesting that in Yeshivas Valojin, they weren't able to accept all the Bachim that wanted to come. And there was a process of Kabbalah, of getting accepted. But part of the process was various factors, how you get in. One of the factors was they only took one or two people from small villages, and even from a big city, there was a limited amount of people. And people, Bachim were known by the name of their city. Right? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was Reb Chaim Stuchiner, Reb Nochem was Reb Nochem Toker, they was from the city you came from. Now, what would you do if you know a Bachur is coming from a very small village, and he knows already that two of his friends, 3 years older than him, are already in Volozhin from that village? So he knew that when he gets to Volozhin, he should say he's from a different village. Or if he's going to, the whole time when he's going with the horse and buggy with some other chaverim from different places, saying that he's from a certain village, when he suddenly gets to Volozhin, he can't switch it. So it's like he kasher hikriv Volozhin. You already, you start staging your story. Now it's fascinating. Avram Avinu was worried that they're going to kill him. Why are they going to kill him? They don't care about Ritzicha. So why does he think they're going to kill him? Lachar, they're killing him, so it shouldn't be Eishes Ish. Well, if they care about Eishes Ish, what's Gei Tzayon? So it could be Stamaz, they're not Eishes Ish. They just don't want him to be a nuisance. But it could be Eishes Ish. There's a whole sugya. Eishes Ish, you'll be nechshel every beer, right? Any Ratzah Shia, Yechiyah, Isarita, Kola, Azman, Taisus on Dav Beit, in Ksubas. Ritzicha, it's a one-time thing, One time you do it, a lady. Maybe that could be the cheshbon. So you have later in the parsha, Avram Avinu and Loit. Loit is Avram Avinu's nephew, right? He's the son of his brother Haran. It's also his brother-in-law, because he married Sarah, who was Loit's sister. Of course, keeping the cheshbon, they have a double relationship. But upon him, Avram Avinu mitnei Loit. Rashi explains because Loit felt that they could even take, it's not Gezel, because everything belongs to them. because they were already given Eretz Yisrael, and Avraham Avinu felt otherwise. And the pasuk sides with him. Vatnani Vaprizi Yosh Yoshevar. It's Fregen the Achroinim. The precious Drachim Barichas talks about this. It says that Avraham Avinu was coin Eretz Yisrael the Chazaka. That's a Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Kuf. Kum his Halek Vaaretz. So he was coin Eretz Yisrael the Chazaka. So in fact, he does own Eretz Yisrael. More so by the Kavura of Sarah, he says Ger Betoish of Anoichim Machem. He says, if you want Ger, but it's not. Listen, this place is mine. You want to handle, but it really belongs to me. Here it says Vaknani Vaprizi Az Yoshev Vaaretz. There are many truths in the Prashas Drachin himself says the Teretz based on Toistis in Rosh Hashanah Daf Gimel that there's a chiluk between the Gufa Karka and what grows from the Karka. When Avraham Avinu made the Chazaka, he already owned the Gufa Karka, and that's why he deserves the Ma'ara. But the Gidulim that grow, that wasn't yet. That's only after the Kibush, when Klal Yisrael goes in, and that's what it meant that Avraham Avinu is Zayich Neretz Yisrael. It's fascinating that the Prashas Drachin brings many rayas that Avraham Avinu has a din of a yid, and many rayas that Avraham Avinu has a din of a ben noach, and we're going to slowly go through some of them through the next the parshas. But what's interesting is because the Parshas Drachim brings a raya that Avraham Avinu has a din of a yid, one of his rayas is because the Gemara says in Baba Basra that Avraham Avinu was kind of Eretz Yisrael with chazaka, kum his halach barat, and only a yid has kind of chazaka, not a ben noach. Frek Rabbi Kiveger. It has hagoyis on the Parshas Drachim. Frek Rabbi Kiveger. But the Parshas Drachim himself brings the Marsha that Avraham Avinu only became a Yid and started keeping the mitzvahs after he was Mal. And Kumis Halach Ba'aretz anyways was before he's Mal. So, Gefreg Akasha, how could Kumis Halach Ba'aretz work if he doesn't have a din of a Yid? But you can't bring the Raya if you're going with the Mahal that he first became a Yid so many years later. As I frek Rabbi Kiva Eger, Minei Ubei, on the Parshas Drachim. There's a whole other sugi over here. There's a Mochama. World War I. Actually, World War I wasn't called World War I, it was called the Great War. It only became World War I after it was World War II. But here there's a world war, and the different malachim, and it's a whole sugya. The pashtus, this whole war was staged because they wanted to get to light, and there's a lot of things going on over here. But first, Bederek Drus, a very interesting shtickle, the Kli Yakar has a separate sefer. Besides his Kirush on the Torah, he has a sefer called Oyle Sefrayim. And in Oyle Sefrayim, he writes that the Molchoma of the four malachim against the five malachim really represents, it's the tug of war between the guf and the neshama. A guf, kiyadua, based on a lot of the svarim, is based on four elements. The dalad yesoidis of afar, eish, mayim, and ruach, as opposed to the neshama that's based on five elements, or dargis, which is nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai, yechid, and aram chai. So there's a fight between the four and the five, between the guf and the neshama. And it's for shloish esrei shana avadu, because until the bar mitzvah, the whole person's 13 years old, he already has the Yetzirah, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, from when he's born, or maybe even earlier, but the Yetzirah comes in only later. So this tug of war between the four and the five looked like it was happening, but then after the Bar Mitzvah, then, Uva Arbas Leishonah, then there could be the Mapecha, a person has to know to be Mizgaber, to be Megaber, the Neshama on the Guf, and that's every person's story of life. But the Oyle Sefrayim is learning it up into the Sugyo here of the Muhammad. Now, a chelik of the Indian is that Avraham Avinu brings his Eved Eliezer, who according to some midrashim is Oig Melech Havashim. So it says he took his Yeladov. Yeladov is 318. Eliezer is also Gematria 318, so maybe that's what it is. That's what the Mepharshim say. But 318 is also Siach. Siach is Tfila. Ain't Siach El Tfila. The Koyach of Avraham Avinu to win this war over here was with the Koyach of Siach. Now, Rav Tzadik says even another Nakuda, very interesting. Yiyush is 317. Yiyush. Avraham Avinu was not Yayush. Even against all odds, he was 318. Eliezer is 318. He went 318. And that's the Pshat, as far as I'm saying, is the Gemara in Sukkot of Lamed Aleph, that Hahi Safta, it was a Baba Maisa, no, but a story, that they stole the wood from her Sukkot. And Rav Nach wanted to say, Nishkefer, if it's already Yish, they can keep it, they'll pay you back, the Panas Meirish. And she said, no, Shavak Techai, the Bas Avrom. What's the Bas Avrom? What's she saying? She meant, I'm Jewish lady, what are you talking about? But no, she said, Bas Avrom, Avraham Avinu wasn't Miyayish. You're saying that you could take the Schach, because I was Miyayish. No, I wasn't Miyayish. I wasn't Miyayish. And who's the time of day? Rabbi Eliezer, 318. One more than Yish. Even though the match could be off by one, but here Fakir, it's Mizgaber on the Yish. Sukkot Achlam Alf. According to a lot of Rishonim, Brith Ben Habisorim is actually one of the Nesoyimis of Avraham Avinu. A lot of Rishonim hold like that. It was a tremendous Nesoyim. To see a Nevuah where it's telling him of Tardeimanoch Lal Avraham. I heard once a Pshat even, he had to have anesthesia for this. He's being shown Eima Chasheich Gedoyel in the fellows of love. He's seeing the Holocaust and the Crusades and who knows what, and the Nesoyimis of the icons. He's seeing everything. So it's a Shrek L'Chazach. He's seeing until the Dor HaOsid. So Hashem puts a Tardeima and he gives him. But to see all this is in a Soyan. Now at the end, he's promised part of the thing here. It says, "Va'ata tovi avisecha b'sholim tikover b'seiv atoyva." Don't worry, you're going to be tikover b'seiv atoyva. The Sfarim right, there's the Yalkut Ruvani and a few other Sfarim. I saw bring this fascinating idea that tikover b'seiv atoyva is Rosh Tevis Tevis, and they say tikover b'seiv atoyva Avraham Avinu was Nitzar in Tevis. It's interesting because the Basayim in his shtickle on Chanukah. He names on, it's part of his whole shtickle, that Avraham Avinu was nifter on Rosh Chodesh Tevis. It doesn't say Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Tevis Tevis, not Rosh Chodesh Tevis. The Rosh Tevis is Tevis. But other Sfarim say actually that Avraham Avinu was nifter on Tes Tevis, and we know that in Shulchan Aruch it says that Ches Tevis is when they had to be Metarg in the Torah of the Yevonis, Asar of the Tevis, we know of course what happened, and Tes Tevis, lo yadu alon. The Mechaber says, we don't know what would happen. But there's one of the Pshatim is that it was Avraham Avinu's Petira, Tes Tevis. The Pella is that this is connected to Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Daf Yudalek, where there's a Machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, if the Avos were Nifter and born in the same day, rather, but were they Nifter and born in Nisan or in Tishrei? It's part of a huge Machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua. If the world was created on Tishrei or Nisan, there's many, many issues over there. But Toichat Barim says Avos were Noildu and Nifteru bin Nisan or Tishrei. Where does Tevis come in? It's very hard to reconcile these two midrashim, but in fact, I saw a very interesting pshat in the Medgodim Chadoshim. He brings that it's Yedua from the Chosim and the Blin, that Nisan is Chodesh HaAviv, which means it's Av Yebeis, it's the father of all the months. And this many Sfarim talk about that every single day of the first 12 days of Chodesh Nisan represents a Chodesh of the year. There's a lot of things about this. It actually says that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai fought for 2.5 years. Gemara Erev and Dafid Gimel. So they say no, it wasn't for 2.5 years. It means they fought for Chodesh Nisan, but in Chodesh Nisan every day is Rosh Chodesh, and it's worth a month. So 30 days of Nisan is 2.5 years, 30 months. Yeah. So there's many other things. The Moshe, the Chayim Lublin himself, every year would say on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and every single day what would happen that year. And the year that he was nifter in Av, his yartzeit is an Av. He stopped on Hay Nisan. He stopped saying. So anyways, I heard a pshat that Avraham Avinu was nifter on Asara b'Nisan, and it stems with the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Asar b'Nisan corresponds to Chodesh Tevis. Maybe that's another way to reconcile it. It's a shtickle of a pilpul. Now the pasuk says that the emes there was Eretz Canaan. It belongs to the Chiti, the Prizi, the Reform, the Amori, the Canaan, the Gershi, the Yebusi, which about is the Shiva Amin and Klal Yisrael. When they went in, they were Koyvish the Shiva Amin, but the emes is they weren't Koyvish the other three. V'keini k'mizi kadmoini. They weren't Kaivish them. That's only going to be Lassad Lavai. And the Sforim say, the same way, Alpi Kabbalah, there's seven and there's three, there's the seven Tachtoimos, there's Chesed Vort Feres Netzach Vayit Yisrael Malchus. Above that is Chacham Bin Adas. So the three Elyonis were not, I'm done with yet. Who is Kaini Knizi Kadmoini? The Gemara actually brings in Baba Bas with Akhman Baba Machloikis. Rabbi Huda says that it's Seir Amon and Moyav. Now, which one is which? It's a tumult. There's a steer. The Chizkuni goes one way. There's various midrashim. Which one is which? But interesting, it's a machlokes tanoim there in Baba Basra. Another pshat, Rav Shimon says it's Ardaskia, Asya, and Asfamia. I think it means Asia and Spain. Although you have to be mavar what exactly those places are. Now, there's another whole big sugya over here. Again, according to a lot of Rishonim, this was one of the Nesiyonis. Girush Yishmael. It's actually Girush Hogar. There's Girush Hogar and Girush Yishmael. Is it two different ones? Differently showing, take out and put in others. At the end, it has to add up to 10. That's how it goes. Now, he sends away Hagar with Yishmael over here. First of all, it's fascinating. It says, "Vatekal divirta be'eineho." And it says, Chazal says, Sarah started shepherding Hagar. So I heard what's a moira to get shot. What's this shepherdize? Kinof. Sarah, it's a different word over here. Sarah had very hard and large ruchni zikr demands of Hagar. This is based Avraham. You have to start today with Sanarana and a few other things. I mean, it's a whole mahalo. She had these demands of Hagar. The fact was, though, that in the beginning, when Hagar was not the Pekel Virta Beinah, so those demands, Adarabah, she wants to be part of it in this. But the minute Hagar's attitude was different. This is the biggest sign of chinuch for kids and for adults. Everyone's gilei hagrut nowadays till the age of 85 plus. So it was vatekel gvir to beinah. So it was vatane hasorai. What's vatane hasorai? What's she pining Hagar? Nothing. She's asking her to do the same thing she asked her to do last year. Just Hagar's attitude changed. Vatekel gvir to beinah. Abyssal hafkeris. Abyssal this. So the same demands of get up in time for mincha, for shacharis, for whatever you have to do, it depends how you're demanding of it and what the recipient of the demand. So this, but Tekel changed that, it's a vatanea sorry. But anyway, she's running away and it says, she finds the mind, her adam, the whole thing, it says, she saw the malach, she saw vayayim of a malach, she spoke to a malach. She had a nevuah. But tikr shem Hashem adoyver la apikel roi ki omra hagam haloim ra'isi acharei roi. Alkein Karla Be'er Be'er Lachai Roy. Meshech Chochmas is a very interesting shah. He brings, there's a Gemara Moy Cotton that says, Matkofei, that Ein Hashchina Shair B'chutz Lorach. That's a Gemara. Now there are many Midrashim also that talk about this concept, but in the one of the Midrashim, it asks from Yecheskel Anovi was Menabe in Babel, in Iraq. That's where his Mokin Kfur is, Yecheskel Anovi. How can he have been Menabe in Chutz Lorach? And the Medrash gives two pshatim. Either anyone who was already Menabe in Eretz Yisrael prior could be Menabe the Hemshech in Chutz Laretz. Another Shabbos is by the Nahar, and the Nahar is the Mokam Tar. Mokam Tar, Benahar, and Chutz Laretz could be Menabe. Says the Meshech Chochma, that's what's going on over here. She's saying she saw Malach. How could it be? First of all, Hagam Haloim Acharei Roi. I already was in Beis Avraham, I already had Nevuah, that's one Teretz. And the other Teretz is that it's on the Be'er. She's saying the same two Midrashim that explain how Yecheskel could possibly have had a Nevuah in Chutz Laretz. Hagar is saying as well. The line into the Pesukim. The Pella is, it's Borer that you could have Nevuah in Chutz Laretz before Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Avram Avinu in Choron, it's Turkey, Yaakov and Padan Aram, I don't even know where that is. Moshe and Har Chayrev, Aaron and Mitzrayim, before Knesset of Klai Shalt Eretz Yisrael Zichet, there could be Nevuah. Unless the Meshech Chachmah just means Bader of Drash. The Hagar is saying, Ki'ilu, this Pashtus, it's not a Tushta from Yecheskel. Yeah, we mentioned a Kasha earlier in the Shir, that if Avraham Avinu kept called Erechul, which is a Mefurshi Gemara, Nima Da Chavches, so why is it that he didn't do Bris Milah until he was Netzav at the age of 100? He should have done the Mitzvah. Now, one Teretz was from the Marshal, which we said that the Marshal's Shita is in one Teretz, that he only started keeping the Mitzvahs after the Bris Milah, when he was told this Halakha funny, the Hayei Samim. That's when he became sort of a Yid, or somewhat, we have to decide if he's a Benoyah Fechule. But there are many other Pshatim. One Pshat is, you have to realize that when it says that the Abbas kept the whole Torah, it doesn't mean that when it's Staveh, Mitzvah Ba'oise, in like after Matan Torah. Avada Be'etzav he had the din of a Ben Noyah, nor he was knowing this Hanhaga of doing the Mitzvahs. But it can't come into conflict with his Chiyav as a Ben Noyah. Now as a Ben Noyah, he's not Chayav in Milo, and one of the Shev Mitzvahs Ben Noyah is that a Ben Noyah can't do Chavolah, can't be Chayav B'Chaveiro, he's Dinim, and he can't even be Chayav himself, so how is he able to cut himself? So that self was Meinei him to do it. Another Pshat, the Mizrahi says over here in the Parasha, the Rain, the Mizrahi says, Mila is a mitzvah that can only be done once. And Avraham Avinu either knew or had it sad, probably knew, that he's going to be Nitzaveh. I mean, he knows everything, so he knows that also. So he knows that he's going to be Nitzaveh and Gogla Mitzvah Ba'oisa. So any other mitzvah you could do more than once. But Mila, which is a one-time thing, it's preferable to wait to be able to do it on the Darga of Mitzvah Ba'oisa. There's a famous teretz from the Briskerov, other Achranim say it also, that Avraham Avinu, until he got the tzivui of Mila, was not an orel. The concept of Mila is not a chituch of basar, it's to be misalik the orlo. Until it was nischadish, the mitzias that he is mitzvah in Mila, it's not orlos. It's hard to understand this word because you have to understand most mitzvahs. Avraham Avinu did dalud minim and ate matzah on Pesach. So, but that's very clearly to Yisrael Mitzrayim. It didn't happen yet. Maybe he even did Chanukah and Shalach Manas. I don't know how you should reconcile this, how it stims. But Punkt over here was saying that that's felt in the same Arus. I heard once a different shot. Maybe it's what the Briskerov meant. It's a very big Chiddush. The Gemara says in the Dorim, Daf Lamed Beis, that Avram Avram, and then his name was changed to Avraham. Avraham is what? Gematria 448. Kedegi the Ramachi Varj. Avram is only 243. He's up to Gemara because originally Avram was only Shaylat on 243 of the Zivarim, but there was still the A9, there's 9, and the Makam Hamila. Those were the hay, those were the last five that he finally got control over. It's possible to say, you know, the Gemara says in the Dorn Bach Lamed Aleph that a goy is considered an orel even if he's mal himself. Right? If a person makes a nether, Hanoidim and Amahulim, he's usher be Yisrael, even not mal, and he's mutter to a goy, even mal. Hanoidim and Arael is fakir. A goy is an ural. It doesn't make a difference if he was mal himself. What's the pshat? Because the entire 248 Avarim of the goy is one big ural. By a yid, the pshat is that because of Avraham Avinu, he kemat his entire guf is not. No, there's a tiny little piece of orla by that mokum, and you have to be masalik that orla. Avraham couldn't do mila beforehand because adarabba, to cut off that piece wouldn't be the nekuda. His whole guf has to first be misalik. So first he got to the madrega of Avraham, then he builds up and he adds the extra five, and then finally, by the tzibui, that's when it happened, he gets to become mitzvah in mila. More than that, I heard once maybe even. And maybe that's what the Brisker meant. He wasn't an oral, because that Mokim wasn't an oral. He was an oral, as a Benoyah is an oral. There's even a Tifer of art I heard once from, I think from Rav Menachem Mendel, I'm not sure, that when Avraham Avinu kept the Tariyat Mitzvahs, how did he know them? He didn't have Mount Tayyar. Teretz is me Atzmai Womach. That's what the Medrash. Every one of the Mitzvahs, 248 Mitzvahs essays, to negate one of the Ivarim of a person, and every one of the 365 voices says, can I give the Shasagibin? Avraham Avinu understood a Havana Amukah in every one of his Eivorim. And durch the fact that he was able to be Maven from that Eivor, he got to the Kavana of that mitzvah. Tfilin, Matzah, Dalagmin, and Sittis, whatever it was he did, because whichever Eivor, well, if you saw it, it's connected to different Eivorim. I don't know which Eivor is connected to which and how it works, like which Sittis is and which one is Tfilin, Shalroish, and which one. I don't know. Some people do, maybe. But Shtel Tzachfar that Mila, Mestom, is connected that Mokah. And Avraham Avinu wasn't mobile yet, right? So he was an Oro. I'm going up for care from the other. He was an Oro. So he couldn't be Masik, the mitzvah of Mila. We're asking, if you learn not like the Marsha, that he was Makai all the mitzvahs even before the Mila. He was already doing it at the age of 50, all the mitzvahs. So why Mila not? Terah said, that's the one mitzvah he didn't know. Because he was an Oro. That Mokah was Oro. It was puzzled. It was still not Bishlamus. So he was able to be masik all the other 247 mitzvahs because then he had from Zivarim. But the Mokim Amila, he wasn't able to. Now, there is another Mahalach. Again, we're telling, there's many, but I'm going to touch one or two more, so I want to build this up. We're telling why Avraham Avinu wasn't Mal himself earlier, if you Neman, he was already being kind of the mitzvahs. So there's another Mahalach to say, we said from the Biskrov, he wasn't an oral, we said a few Mahalachim, what that means. There's another Mahalach. Avraham Avinu couldn't be Mal himself earlier because there was no Moyal available. Who's he going to call? Yasala. Who's the Moyal? Who could be Mal? The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Zayin, only someone that's Mohul is able to be Mal. So how could he do the Mila before? Who's going to Mal him? Who was Mal him? So there's different Midrashim. One Midrash is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Choras Imoy HaBris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mal him. That would even answer because it was Yom Kippur. How could it be? If it's Yom Kippur, how could it be do it? It's Mila Shalei Bezmana. Teretz was Shnayim Shasu. I don't know, but if that's the pshat, then he couldn't do it before because Hashem did it. But I want to say even more, maybe Avraham Avinu was Mal himself. Now, if he was Mal himself, why can't he be Mal himself earlier? The Teretz is Pashit. Can a Goy who wants to be Megayer Mal himself and say, even though he's a Goy and he's not a Mole, but he's Mal himself and then he becomes a Yid and Boyin Kachas? Can you say Boyin Kachas? And the Truma Sadechen says, no, you cannot. Why not? Because there's two parts to Milo. Milo and Priya. And Kol Hamol V'loi Parah Ki Iloi Mol. And his Geirus is not Nishlam until he does Priya. So, Bizman is there. A Goy can't be Mal himself the Geirus on his own because there's two stages, Milo Priya. And when he's doing the Milo, he didn't do Priya, then he's not Maguyer, and therefore it won't work. Avraham Avinu also couldn't do Mal himself because it wouldn't work. So what happened when Hashem was Mitzavim? Mefurish Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Ayin Aleph. Avraham Avinu did not get Tzivui of Priya. Yeshua got the Tzivui. Avraham Avinu only got the Tzivui of Mila. Did he also do Priya? Of course. He kept the whole Torah. So, Yevada did Priya, but he only did it because of Mila, you know, the Inyan that he keeps the Torah. Mila is a Tzivui. So, Hagav Atzimah. Calls the man that Avraham Avinu, already at the age of 50, is doing all the mitzvahs, v'chulei, but there's no way for him to do a bris Mila on himself because there's no Moyo. When he got the Tzivui of Mila, And now it was a tziva just for mila, without priya. He can do mila, boin kachas. And then after two, now he's keeping mitzvahs. He does priya also. Avraham Avinu was also mal, kol anshei beiso yimimoylu itoy. This was on Yom Kippur, says the Pirkei Avot. What was the chronological order? That Avraham Avinu mal himself, and then he was mal everyone else? Or he was mal everyone else and finally himself at the end? Now, if you want to learn that Avraham Avinu only was because he able to mal himself now, where Hashem was maling to make him mohol, so then l'chayr, the proper order is that first he was mal himself, and then he was mal. I have another item. Tosis in Yevamah says that he did priya to all of them, and he says the only reason he did priya is because he kept the whole Torah, even though he wasn't a tzuvah. But according to the Marsha, he only started keeping the Torah after he did mila. So stel tzachar, he did mila, it became Yom Kippur, and now he's doing mila to everyone else. And priya. But the Ramah says not like that. The Ramah says that Avraham Avinu was in charge of the whole scene over here. He said he had plenty of moyolim underneath him. I don't know. Zimei moyolim har, Lashon Ramban. I don't know where. And he ordered a lot of moyolim, and he avad was mal and stuff last because he had to oversee the entire production. As I state in Ramban. That he was mal and stuff at the end. But again, the path as we came out that L'chayr, the Seder Avraham has to be, that he was mal himself first. I saw a very interesting thing in the Sfasemes. The Medrash, he brings the Medrash, Avraham Avinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Mila kol kach chovev alecha, lama lo nitna l'adam harishon. Avraham Avinu is asking, if Mila is so chovev, now that he didn't have Mila, why didn't you give Mila already to Adam HaRishon? And it's not clear what the Medrash answers there, but the way the Sfasemes wants to learn up, the shot's like this. Adam HaRishon, first of all, is Noilad Mohol, you know? But it's more than that, he was Noilad Mohol. The shot is, Adam HaRishon was born into Gan Eden, and over there in Gan Eden was the Oyer Mishesh Yisimei Bereshis, not the Or of the Shemesh from Yom Revi, but the Or of Yom Rishoy, Oyer Shebora Mehoid Ma'atel Levushoy, Lashon HaRashi himself in Dav Bezim and Allah. So Adam HaRishon is mamish seeing the light. He's the Ekoidem Achei, the Shpitz Madrei. When Adam HaRishon gets sent out of Gan Eden, there is a lot of Cherev HaMisapeches Lishma Derech Yitzchayim that is a block to prevent him from going back in, and it's stopping him. And it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going as the Or. Where was HaKadosh Baruch Hu going as the Or? So there are many where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going as the Or. Some say he was going as the Or in the Torah, and that's why there are 36 Masechtas, because the Or of the Yimei Bereishis was for 36 hours. They went 36 hours, because the first day was 12 hours. At night there was no Or. At night there was Choshech, I think that's what it says, right? So the first day there was Or, second day there was Or, third day there was Or, the fourth day already there was a Shemesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already decided to be going as it. So the Or was for 36 hours, and therefore it's in the 36 Tanakh list, and it's in the 36 Masechtas of the Gemara, and there's many other things. But the Sfasemes says, you know where the Or was Gonos? The Or was Gonos in the Mokam HaMila. But it was hidden, it was covered over with an Orla. That's what it means. I mean, the Adam HaRishon didn't need me. The Adam HaRishon is Kulay Shlemus Or. By Avraham Avinu was Mischadish now that the Or has to be Nignas. It's Nignas in the Mokam HaBris. And it's Mechusa with an Orla. A person has to be Mesalik that Orla. And then the Sfasemes continues that the Emes this applies on few different realms. It's a famous concept, it's called Nefesh Shana Oilam. Mitzad Nefesh, the Hasoras Ha'orla, the Bris, that's a person. Mitzad the Shana, it's Shabbos, as opposed to Yom Echol. And Mitzad the Oilam, it's either the Mokam HaMikdosh, or now that we don't have Mikdosh, it's Tefillin. Isn't that fascinating? The three Oises, everyone knows that Klal Yisrael has three Oises. Bris, Mila, Shabbos, Tefillin, right? Shabbos, you don't have Tefillin because we have Shabbos. Bris, Mila, Shabbos, Tefillin. Those are the three places where Be'etzem, the Or was Nignas, but it manifests itself when you Mesalik the Orla, when you enter Shabbos, and when you lake Tefillin. That's the that's where we are Mefitz the Or.